Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Mamo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, how's it going out there?
Hey, nothing much, man. You know, just a typical Sunday evening, talking sports, you know. You know how we're doing the show, sports, entertainment, everything else. So, you know, we're going to lead off with a little baseball, talk about the Yankees. As on Saturday, they welcomed another Yankee legend into Monument Park yesterday. We'll talk about that momentarily. Talk about the Mets, as they're currently doing battle in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about NBA news with Kevin Love, you know, officially a member of the Cavaliers. You know, the USA game that happened on Friday against Brazil. And, you know, we're going to talk sports entertainment and, you know, talk a little WWE, a little recap of SummerSlam. And something major that's going to happen on Raw tomorrow night. So sit back, folks, and enjoy the show. But if you'd like to give us your thoughts, and, you know, we always love when you guys, you know, offer your 411. That number is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So with that in mind, let's talk Yankees baseball. And, of course, Joe Torre, the legendary Yankee manager from the, you know, the from 96 all the way until 2006, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, he finally takes his rightful place into the Yankees Monument Park after earlier this year. Well, actually, not too long ago. It was last month. I think late last month he went into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So,
right.
You know, congratulations to Joe Torre as he takes his rightful place in Monument Park along with Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, you know, you name it, Mickey Mantle. You know, they're all there. And of course, next year, most likely, I'm betting. I mean, I don't have no inside information. I'm guessing number two, your old pal, is gonna join Monument Park next year.
Yeah, Derek Jeter. Hopefully next year, or if it's not next year, it's gonna be very soon.
Yeah,
and he'll have his own plaque in Monument Park. But mm-hmm. like you said, Torre got his plaque yesterday, and it was well deserving. One of the great Yankee managers that led to the Yankees to those four World Series championships during the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was definitely well deserving and great to see.
Absolutely. And
Yankees got the win yesterday, 5-3 against the White Sox, and they ended up sweeping the White Sox today with a McCann walk-off home run. What inning was it again? I think it was in the bottom 10th. Got a walk-off home run, a 3-1 home run at that. Yankees ended up winning 7-4 and end up winning this series 3-0, end up sweeping the White Sox out of Yankee Stadium.
What can you say? A terrific performance by the Yankees, as you know, they continue to gain ground, you know, in the AL East race.
Yep. It was a good win.
Kudos to the Yankees. You know, they need to get the broom, and they did.
Yeah, I mean, right now they're 6 games. Orioles lost today, so they're still 6 games behind the Orioles in the division race. So they still have a lot of ground to make up. But I mean, they have to continue winning. And right now they've won 4 straight. They go on a 7-game road trip here. So every game is critical from here on out.
Absolutely. And on the flip side, the Red Sox, man, they 2012 with Bobby V, they were in last place. Last year they won the World Series, and this year looks like they're going to be in last place again. So this might be major league history right here. First to worst again. I mean,
yeah,
that's pretty miraculous. Either way you slice it.
Yeah, it's very hard to believe. I mean, they just won the World Series last year, and this year has been horrible for them.
Man, I've heard of bitter. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you gonna say?
Oh no! I was just saying that. Yeah, it's just hard to believe they won the World Series last year and they're in last place.
Yep. Man, I mean, I've heard of bittersweet, but I've never heard of bittersweet bitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
Hard to believe.
Oh yeah. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, Yankees, you know, they're just going to continue winning. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's all they have to do is continue winning or else season's over. I mean, we only got one more month left before the playoffs start. So right now they're 6 games in division. They're about 9 games in the wild card. So they have a lot of ground to make up.
Oh, yeah.
You have to hope the Orioles lose every game, almost.
Basically.
Although the Orioles did get swept by the Cubs this weekend, so that did help.
Yeah, so you guys definitely got to send Chicago a thank you note.
Yeah, both Chicago teams a thank you note.
Yeah, <sure. laughs> you should buy a Chicago style pizza, you know. But switching gears, the Mets they're currently playing right now. They're 9-2 right now in the top of the seventh. They got the bases loaded. Legarris is at the plate trying to hit a grand slam. But any case, Bartolo Colon returns after, unfortunately, his mother passed away, you know, recently. So, you know, he was in the Dominican Republic, to be close to his family, you know, during this difficult time. And after this start, he's going to go right back to the Dominican Republic, you know, because the funeral didn't happen, so he's going to go right back there.
Mm. And isn't he on waivers? Didn't they just put him on waivers?
Yeah, they put him on revocable waivers. So there is a possibility he might get traded, in the waiver wire if he's not picked. And some people suspect maybe the Angels might claim him.
Mm-hmm.
But with that $11 million contract that he's making next year, I don't know. I mean,
I think the Angels will be able to afford him, though.
Yeah, they're usually big spenders, so
yeah.
It's possible. And I don't know who's going to be a free agent next year, so if there's a big-name pitcher, you know, that would be affordable by modern-day baseball standards, you know. So maybe one team would take a flyer on him, but the problem is he is like 41 years old right now, so.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's had weight issues. But, you know, when healthy, you know, he's a durable guy, you know. He's 11-10. You know, he's pitched great this year.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, you never know. But, you know, me personally, I like him. You know, he's always been a pitcher. Ever since he got traded to Montreal, from Cleveland, you know, he was a guy I always had my eye on, you know, hopefully the Mets would acquire in the future. Unfortunately, Omar Minaya, who would be a future Met GM, he made what would be a horrible trade. I mean, the guy did have a great season. He won 10 games with Cleveland and then 10 with Montreal, but then afterwards, he left. And what they gave up, I don't know if you heard of. I don't know if you're familiar with the trade. He traded away Bartolo Colon for Cliff Lee, Brandon Phillips, and I think Grady Sizemore also.
Yeah, that's crazy.
When they were all prospects, so, you know.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's one of the worst trades ever. I mean, don't get me wrong, Bartolo Colon, he's a great pitcher. He just won his 200th win not too long ago with the Mets. But, you know, he had a great career, but, you know, the future, you know, you trade away Cliff Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these guys, man. Brandon Phillips, he's a former second base all-star.
Yep.
And Grady Sizemore, he was a great center fielder, you know. So, they, you know, those guys all turn out to be somebody, you know,
yeah.
In the big leagues.
Yeah, you're right.
And I've heard Minaya say, you know, in the past, because that was around the time when Montreal Expos was going to be contracted, you know, before they would, you know, turn into the Nationals. So that was his reasoning for making that desperate trade. But, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
It's done is done. But with that said, earlier this game, whatchamacallit, Lucas Duda, a guy, thank God the Mets didn't trade. You know, he hit his 25th home run, a three-run bomb. He hits his 12th home run earlier today. And the Mets, they turned a surprising triple play, which basically just, like 10 minutes ago, because after they turned a double play, Yasiel Puig was trying to score, to home, and they gunned him out. Really? So that was a very, you know, surprising triple play.
They had the bases loaded or something?
I think they did, if I'm not mistaken. I think they did have the bases loaded. I mean, it was either two people on or it was bases loaded. I'm trying to remember.
Okay, that's strange.
Yeah, he was trying to score, and he got gunned out.
Wow. So they turned a double play, and he tried to score, and then that turned into a triple play?
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah, that's baseball. Triple play, man. It's like you see one once every 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think that was the Mets' 11th career, I mean, 11th franchise triple play they turned, so. Congrats to my Mets.
What's the score right now?
It's 10-2, you know. So Mets, you know, basically they rebound from yesterday's loss.
Yeah.
They lost, I'm trying to remember, 6-1, and they lost Friday night too. I can't. The score might have been 6-2, I think, Friday night. So Mets
So if they win this one, then they salvage a win in the series.
Basically.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When the losing team has lost the first two games and wins the final game, who does that have an effect on? Does it have more an effect on the winning team who won the series although they lost the last game, or does it have an effect on the losing team who lost the first two games but ends up winning the last game just to give themselves a boost?
Yeah, that's a very good question. But if I was a betting man, you know, I would say the team that won, you know, the first two games, it's better for them because, you know, they ruined their opportunity to sweep.
Yeah.
But when you look at the bigger picture, you know, you won the series, so.
Right.
You just got to move on. But the team, I mean, shoot, all the pressure is on the team that's trying to avoid the sweep.
Yeah.
You want to save face, you know.
Right.
You don't want to get swept, so. I'd say, you know, advantage, you know, the team that won the series, even though, you know, it did end on a sour note.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Team that won the series, I mean, even though they lost the last game, they still end up winning the series anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, it does leave a sour taste in your mouth, because it's like, darn it, man, we could have swept them.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just got to move on. But, speaking of moving on, you know, let's talk, you know, Knicks basketball, you know, or better yet, the USA basketball, since some of the Knicks players was at the game on Friday night because it was at the Garden. You know, you had Spike Lee, you had Carmelo Anthony. I think Jared Smith was there too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, me and you didn't even know they were playing at the Garden until we saw all the Knicks.
Exactly. Like, we were looking at the game a little bit briefly. And then afterwards, we're like, I'm looking up, I'm seeing Spike Lee, I'm seeing all the Knicks guys. I'm like, what is this, the Garden? And afterwards, I'm like, oh, wait, it is the Garden. And it's just like 5 minutes left into the game, a little over 5 minutes left into the game. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we were watching a little bit of the Jet Giants. And, you know, of course, Giants won that 35-24.
Yeah.
You know, it was a game that, you know, the leads kept on changing.
Yeah.
Basically.
Mainly the backups played a lot.
Oh yeah. But you know, the USA team won that game, you know, in the basketball. Even against Brazil. Wasn't it Brazil, I think?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico, right. Brazil was the first game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they won against Puerto Rico, and you know, that's, you know, basically they're gonna try to do what they did in the Olympics.
I think right now they're still in the preliminary stages. The actual rounds start September 6th, I think,
mm-hmm.
and end September 14th, I think. So September 6th is when like the real basketball starts.
And that's when they're going to, you know, try to They're gonna try what do what they did in the you know the Olympics.
Yep.
And another team that's you know trying to do something big is of course the Cavaliers, and they acquired Kevin Love, and LeBron James finally officially has another big three, because basically wherever he goes, he could turn me and you into the big three. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
this guy, you know, he has another shot to win a title again, which would be his third title and his first in Cleveland, first ever title for the Cavaliers. Period. Overall.
Yeah, I mean this makes the Cavaliers the favorite to win the championship right now.
Pretty much. No doubt about that. Looks like it's gonna be Cavs. Spurs right now.
Yes. LeBron is smart, though. He knew that in Miami, you know, he couldn't stay longer because Dwayne Wade was his knees. Yep. He had a lot of knee issues, and he was getting older. And he decided to go back to Cleveland. Now he's playing with some younger guys.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart.
Yep, the Cavs traded away Wiggins, their rookie. I'm trying to remember, who else did they trade away? Well, the 76ers traded away Thaddeus Young also. I'm trying to think, who else did they trade? They traded somebody else big in that trade, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
I don't. Was it Anthony? Well, I know there was Anthony Bennett.
Yeah,
Thaddeus Young.
Well, yeah, but then again, Thaddeus Young is on the 76ers.
Sixers, right?
Maybe that's the only major person who was also in the trade.
Yeah, that's the only other big person I can think of.
Yeah, off the top of my head.
Anthony Bennett also.
Yeah, that too. But you know, they mortgaged some of the future for to get that title, and you know you can't fault them. They're in win now mode, and plus they retained Kyrie Irving, so you know they're ready to go.
Yeah.
And the Knicks and the rest of the NBA better watch out, man. Shoot. It's gonna be scary in the NBA, man.
It is, man. They're looking like they're gonna be the fierce in the East.
Basically, Heat's gonna be a ghost town. Nobody's gonna care about the Heat anymore again.
Yeah, they're gonna go back to the beach.
Yep. But, another thing to look forward to is the first Laker game when Jeremy Lin makes his debut. It's going to be the Dwight Howard returns to the Lakers because it's going to be at Staples Center. So there's going to be a lot of drama going down.
Yeah, man, that's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing to look forward to. Keep an eye on. But, something else that's that we kept our eye on last week was WWE SummerSlam last week. And
yep.
Man, that was the best pay-per-view event of the season, of the year, man. Yeah, man. This as great as WrestleMania was, 30 was, man, I mean, this one.
Something even better.
There was surprises. There was title changes. I mean, my goodness, this was awesome. I mean, where do we even begin? I mean, as I suspected, Stephanie won thanks to Nikki turning on her sister, her twin sister.
Yeah, that I didn't see coming.
I saw that coming.
You did?
I said that.
Wow, I didn't even see that coming. I didn't know that was going to happen.
I think I said that in last week's episode.
Okay.
We'd have to go into the archives I'm pretty sure I said that last week. I said I hope Brie wins, but I have a feeling that Nikki's going to turn on her.
Yeah.
And Stephanie's going to win.
I knew Stephanie was going to find a way to win somehow.
Oh, yeah. But wow, the lumberjack match, man, that was way better than I thought it would be.
Oh yeah.
With Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose got hurt on Raw, which is basically his way to shoot films. You know, he's going to make a film soon. So that was basically his way out. And Jericho lost to Bray Wyatt, as we suspected.
Yeah.
After, you know, we were surprised that Bray Wyatt lost him in the first bout. I'm trying to remember what's happened. Paige beat AJ.
Oh, yeah, as expected.
Right. That was a great matchup with them as well. Trying to think what else happened. Miz versus Ziggler, that was a surprisingly, you know, very good match.
Yeah, I thought Miz was going to defend the title, but he ended up losing.
Oh, yeah.
I think Miz will find a way to regain it again. So.
Yeah, he'll regain it maybe in a couple of months or so.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else happened. Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. I mean, the match was basically what I expected, you know. It was all right, you know. It had some good moments, like I think I'm trying to remember what happened. Roman Reigns was going for a spear, but he got the RKO instead, but you know, of course Roman Reigns would win that.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of other matches up in my head.
Well, the big match tonight, Brock Lesnar, Cena.
Oh, yeah, of course, I know that. I was trying to think if there was another major match before that.
Rusev, Swagger.
Oh, yes, Rusev, Swagger. Yeah, that was a great match as well. Fortunately, Swagger passed out, which I assumed, if Swagger didn't win, I assumed he would pass out, a la, you know, Stone Cold and WrestleMania 13.
Mm-hmm.
Or who else passed out recently? I'm trying to think of somebody else who passed out in a big match. I can't think of anybody else right now off the top of my head. But I had a feeling that was going to happen. Yeah, I guess we'll just talk about the main one, the John Cena one. Man, I thought Brock Lesnar was going to win, and then afterwards during the show, you convinced me that Cena would win, so I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Folks, that's why you always stick with your first guess.
Yeah. That turned out to be suplex slam.
Oh,
that
my
whole match.
Yeah, suplex slam.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that was
suplexes.
Nobody could have predicted. Even no one could have predicted the beating. I mean, man, next time I'm gonna get if I play the lottery, I'm gonna make Paul Heyman pick the numbers because he was right about Undertaker with the streak being over, and of course he was right that not only would Cena lose to Brock Lesnar and lose the title, that beating 30 seconds into the match, the F5, man. I mean, my goodness,
man,
he
that,
just
that
dominated
was worse
him.
Than Rodney King.
No, let's not go there.
It's just as bad. I mean, let's be real.
Wow, I mean, that beating he put on Cena, I mean, Cena combined in his entire career hasn't suffered a beating like that.
Yeah, that was a beatdown.
Oh, my goodness. And tomorrow, there's going to be a Hall of Fame panel that's going to come, you know, that's going to show up. On Raw, it's going to be Hogan, Ric Flair, and Shawn Michaels.
Oh, that should be great.
Yeah, to hype up the rematch at Night of Champions for the title. And as you know, the title is unified yet again.
Yep.
And they unveiled a new title, which is basically a slightly modified version of the previous title. That they unveiled, what was it, like 2 years ago when The Rock won it? No, actually, that was last year when The Rock won the title.
So it's called the WWE World Heavyweight Championship?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Or WWE Championship World Heavyweight, whatever.
Yeah, it still has the same name, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Okay.
but now it's just one yet again.
Yeah.
Which is what they need to do with the Intercontinental and United States Championship, because it doesn't make any sense for the B titles to be separate and the main titles are unified. So they should unify the United States and the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, who has the U.S. title right now?
I think it's Sheamus, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, right.
He hasn't defended at all.
Yeah, that's true.
So they need to unify that title. They need to, you know who they should do it? They should make Miz versus Cesaro unify the title, make Cesaro unify the title, and afterwards have Cesaro win, you know, hold on to the title. And then, you know, he goes on a, his championship run, like around, you know, Royal Rumble. Because most likely Roman Reigns is going to win that. So, you know, around that time, most likely Seth Rollins is going to cash in by then.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd have Cesaro as that new top heel to try to go on that championship run, you know.
All right.
In the future. So I think that's what they should do.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Trying to think. Anything else? You got anything you'd like to say?
Well, check out my show, iMac, Saturdays at 11, and come back. Check out Sports River Legends every Sundays at 6, here on Block Talk Radio.
You heard the dude. And by the way, SmackDown is going to move to Thursdays. That's coming up, I think, in September, so keep an eye out on that. And you heard the man. We'll be back next week. So with that, we'll see you guys next week.